When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is a hazy Sunday morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest, and the haze would, of course, be due from the smoke coming across the mountains. And fortunately, it's clear in the studio, and Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
Boy, I could smell that smoke in my car driving down, which is unusual. I don't usually smell outside smells inside my car. But
it is out there. It's, yeah. We got a little inversion going on, and of course, all that smoke is coming in across the mountains from the east side, where it's just awful, the news over there, the death and devastation has just been incredible. And they've been hit hard two consecutive years. So hopefully we'll have some decent weather that'll cool things down here and over there next week, and maybe get that humidity going so it's just not quite so tinder dry. But again, what we really need is some rain. Got to have
it. Oh, yeah. It would be wonderful. And apparently there's maybe a chance of that later on. But of course, the air quality, and that's something that everyone needs to be careful about at this point, because there's some areas of over here on the west side of the mountains that the air quality is really poor, and sensitive people have to be really careful.
There was a satellite image that I looked at last night that just shows that it looks like a weather storm just moving in. It has a tail on it and a center to the to the area, and it's just absolutely sitting in the Puget Sound. So the good news is that the wind should shift hopefully a little later on today, and by this evening or perhaps tomorrow we'll have cleaned out most of it. But it's pretty thick. You can see it. I was coming across the floating bridge, I-90, this morning on the way into the station, and it was really obvious that it had really settled. Curiously, though, the sun rising yesterday morning was just blood red, and that was my first clue that, oh, boy, we've got some company here. Wasn't quite as bad. It was more of a brilliant orange today, but clearly the smog was...
Is this the sun or the sky?
No, the sun.
The sun, okay.
Yeah. But
and that's because of the...
Oh, yeah,
the
absolutely.
Smog,
yep.
The smoke in the sky.
Yep. And sunsets, too. You know, we're seeing the big red sunsets. Those particulates in the air. You can't avoid them.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, though. I watched some film last night on the news related to the fires, and... Man, it really brought it into perspective, because they had a picture of, like, you know, a hill that was burning. There was like a line of fire straight down the hill, and then they were watching it and how fast it was moving. And holy mackerel, it was moving hundreds of feet in seconds. And
it's called hailstorms. That's the term, and that's where
storms?
The fires become so big that they essentially create their own weather. And you can watch it move down a gully or any kind of natural draw is just scary. I mean, it's amazing, but it's really scary. And it overcomes people trying to get out of the way. And unfortunately, that's what happened last week, last Wednesday, when we lost three firefighters.
Yeah, that was such a shame. And I haven't really heard exactly if they really know exactly what happened, because for some reason... something happened with their truck that they couldn't get out of there fast enough. But they were first saying an accident, but then they haven't said that. So I don't think they really know exactly yet.
Things change.
But, yeah.
As you were describing, the winds will change. They'll kick up, and all of a sudden what you thought was away from you and contained is coming right at you.
Yeah, and then you've got to be able to move fast. And for whatever reason, they couldn't, which is, gosh.
Yeah, just tragic.
Yeah. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers and are all over there. And, of course, anybody that wants to be doing rain dances for Eastern Washington, that would be really helpful. So just be careful if you yourself have what do they call it? The COPD, lung issues and so forth. You got to be careful. But if you've got older animals that have respiratory issues, particularly the smash nose breeds of dogs and so forth, that the brachiocephalics that have more difficulty breathing on their own, you want to be careful about over exercising, overextending them until the smoke has cleared out, and that probably is not going to start happening until this evening and beyond that. Well, and let's see. And it's not hazy in the other room, in the other studio, because I can see back in the saddle again. Animal World call screener Kathy Southwick is here. Good morning, Kathy.
And good morning to you.
Or should I say good morning, new grandmama? Because
yeah.
We missed you last week, but we were so excited because of your wonderful news. So tell us what happened last weekend.
Well, my daughter gave birth to a little over 7-pound baby girl.
Yeah.
Her name is Eve.
Okay, she didn't have a name last week, so
Eve Coraline Grace. And then her last name. So
she's Eve
Coraline.
Coraline, is that a family name or is it?
No, it's not.
Not huh.
No.
Eve Coraline. I've never heard that
Grace.
Name.
Yeah.
Eve
so
Coraline Grace.
And they gave her my middle name. So that was an honor still is.
Is it your middle name?
Grace.
Grace.
Mm-hmm. So
well, no wonder you're such a lovely person.
Oh, gee.
Kathy Grace. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you very much.
So 7 pounds and healthy all as well. And
oh,
all
yes.
That?
Yes. Yep. Yep. So they're
and
doing
I believe
good.
This was not number one for you. This is number two.
Well,
you?
Actually, or, it's my number one granddaughter.
Ah.
But I have three other grandsons.
Ah. Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So the first granddaughter.
Yes.
Oh, how exciting!
Yes, I love them both. Though there's just something about little boys that's just amazing.
Yeah, they squirt you when you're changing diapers. Sorry, that one just popped out.
Hey, well, you know what comes to your mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Well,
so
that's something different about little boy babies. So
they're
anyway.
Wonderful. So are girls.
Well, we're glad that you were able to be with your daughter. And I know having moms around is important at that
gosh.
Time. And
it's an honor and it's fun. And, all those fun things you get to do with little babies, smell the back of their necks and their baby breath. It's just so precious.
Yeah,
so
fingers and toes
fun.
And all of that.
Yeah.
And is this one little, and what's the full name again?
Eve Coraline.
Coraline Grace. Well, maybe I'll remember Eve. But is Eve proving to be a good baby or easy bear, or do we know yet? It's only been like a week.
She seems to be very... Yeah. I mean, I only saw her that one weekend that I was gone. I haven't seen her since.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, I think she's doing good. She's an easygoing little baby like her brother. Red hair.
Oh, a red
hair.
Oh.
It's almost orange,
Wow.
So we've got a family of redheads over there in Edmonds.
Yeah, I was an exception in our family, but...
Did you have red hair, too?
Yeah, I was a...
You were, really?
A bright orange red.
No.
Freckles and all of that. But I didn't like it much because it was so different when I was young. But I was thinking about that because I was talking to somebody yesterday at a gathering about it. And by the time I was in high school, my hair color had changed more to kind of a strawberry blonde.
Oh,
so I don't
is
know
that
if
right?
that was like... persistent thinking on my part that I wanted to dull down the redhead. But yeah, I was born a flaming redhead.
It can be tough on little kids because they want to be like everybody
else. Exactly. That's what we were talking about yesterday. You want to fit in. You don't want to be different.
Yeah.
And it was very different.
Well, they're special. They're all good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, anyway, congratulations.
Thank you for asking.
And so happy it all worked out well. And, Now you're complete. You have grandsons and granddaughter.
And a granddaughter.
All
yes.
Right, that's great.
We're good.
All right. Well, can you believe we're approaching the end of August already?
Not
so that
already.
Time is just flying by.
I feel like I'm still in July.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling like, you know, we've been sort of complaining about the heat for quite a while, but all of a sudden I'm feeling like I'm sort of adjusting.
Is that right?
To warmer yeah. weather. Well, because it used to be on like 80 degree days or more, I'd be saying, okay, it's too hot for me. But now when it's like in that 80s, low 80s sort of time frame, I've been thinking, oh, this is kind of pleasant.
Right.
So I think my blood must be thinning or something, because I think I'm sort of getting used to it.
I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
You see, we're more acclimated, it
yeah,
seems.
It doesn't seem as hot.
As bad.
Yeah, yeah. It has to get hotter to be as uncomfortable. Yeah, so
it's true.
I think we do. How about, oh, Mike's chiming in. Have you been adjusting? No, you've been camping in your basement.
I've been fine. I was just going to point out that... We could today set a record for the most 80-degree days in a year.
Oh.
Tie the record of 47, which was set back in 1958.
Wow.
We should have a couple of hot days this coming week, which could put us over the edge, but that's a lot. That's a lot of heat. So definitely... you got to get used to it because it is what it is.
But I really feel like I'm adjusting, and everyone I've mentioned it to in the last few days has also said, well, you know, now that you mention it, yeah. What is the temperature right now? Oh, yeah, it doesn't feel as hot as that used to.
I find for me, at least personally, that if I don't have to go anywhere or be in traffic or do anything, that I can cope so much easier. But if I have to get in drive time traffic and drive around or go to meetings or any of that sort of stuff, then it becomes a real drag on the system. But otherwise, if I'm just sort of hanging out in shorts and T-shirts, life's a grin.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and you've got your nice basement to hang out in.
That part is true.
All righty. Okay, well, let's talk about what's happening today. It's an extra Sunday. We have a five-Sunday month this month of August. So... It just happens that it's just the three of us here in the studio, and it is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer. That's what I do when I'm not here on the air. I'm working with people privately in their homes or over the phone to help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. So it will be a much better show today if y'all pick up your phones and give us a call. With your behavior training or healing questions. I know we had so many calls last week with Dr. Nels, and several of them had behavior aspects that we needed to deal with. I remember one of them, we had some skin problems and allergy problems and needed to, it's a dog, and discussing the food sensitivities or food allergies and how to address that and try to figure out what your dog might be sensitive to and that sort of thing. And I know we had some barking problems. We were going to talk about how to deal with barking, and I was going to give you the lowdown on all of that. So hopefully our callers from last week will call in, and if they don't, I did bring my call list from last week so I can refresh my memory if I have to just talk to you in general about those things. But I'm going to give you phone numbers so you can jot them down, and... we will be getting to phone calls as soon as the phone starts to ring after our first commercial break of the hour. And so jot these down when you're ready to call in, because you'll also need them, because we'll be doing a Missing Link supplement giveaway sometime today. I will give you the Missing Link word or words of the day, and you'll call in and tell Kathy what version of the Missing Link supplement you would like to have sent to your home. And we've got like three different versions for dogs, and there's a hip and joint version, one that focuses on skin and coat, the new one, which is the senior dog formula with New Zealand green muscle in it. I've put out some for testing and already getting reports back from the senior dogs that I've put on this Missing Link supplement that they're noticing a difference in their quality of life and how they're feeling and looking and that sort of thing. There's a version for cats. There is a version for birds. There is a new version for chickens. And of course, there's a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed both your dogs and cats and other household critters as well. There's a horse formula, too, that you can get for your horses, but we don't give that one away on the air. So as long as you're 18 or older and haven't won a contest on this radio station in the last 30 days, then you'll be eligible to win. So jot down these phone numbers when you're ready to call in with any behavior training or healing questions, or when it's time for the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can get an email to me in the studio during the show if you use the animalworldlive@hotmail.com email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, so starting off here, we'll get official and with St. Francis here shortly. Just want to let you know I have some follow-up. Fabulous episode of Dr. Jeff on Animal Planet last night. I got to tell you about that. I was just so impressed. I've got a happening today adoption event that I'll tell you about shortly. And as you know, you can now find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Hope you look for that and give us a like while you're there. And, of course, I've been posting throughout the week all the animals in the news that have come up and things we need to know about. So I'll give you the rundown on that as well. And then we'll shoot for getting current events in about 10:50 today. And with all of that, let us start the show, shall we? I think that's a good idea. And we do that by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for the last 25, 30 years. That would be St. Francis. I have a couple of little St. Francis prayers, a shorter one for our animal friends and a longer one for us human animals. And after all, it's Sunday. So let's start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. There we go. We are now official. All righty then. So let me tell you what's happening today. This would be just a hop, skip, and a jump from here over I-90 to Seattle Humane. They are having a Senior for Seniors special this weekend, and today is the last day. All adoption fees are waived for senior cats and $50 off senior dogs. So if you or anyone you know is looking to adopt a senior animal, and it's just... I know just how phenomenally helpful animals can be for seniors and giving them companionship and love. And, boy, I just saw a clip of someone on TV last night that was, I think it was on the Dr. Jeff, the vet show on Animal Planet. Someone was talking about that they were their senior and what their dog meant for them and saying, boy, dog gets me up. I have to exercise. I have to take walks. You know, I have to be focused and all of this stuff and all of the list of the wonderful things this dog was doing for this elderly woman. And a lot of times seniors are hesitant to get animals because of the fear that the animal will outlive them and what to do. Well, you know, that's the answer in getting a senior animal, because it's a win-win situation. The senior animals that might be too old for many other people to consider adopting because they want them to live a long, long time with their families, they don't have as long a lifespan left, so it's a perfect situation because seniors can adopt them and know they aren't going to be here for as long a period of time. So that's great. So at today at Seattle Humane in the Factoria area of Bellevue, I think they open today at noon. They're open till 6 o'clock, noon to 6 on Sundays. So you can get adoption fees waived, free senior cats, and $50 off senior dogs. So that's what's going on at the Humane Society today. All right, how about, we stay on schedule here. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. Then we'll come back and I'll get to the follow-up and what's on Facebook and some of the issues we need to talk about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just getting rolling in the first hour of today's show. We'll be here till noon, as usual, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. We'll have open phone lines here shortly, and I'll be taking phone calls, and we'll talk about all the behavior stuff and cover all the bases that we talked about last week, and I promise to cover this week. plus any more that you want to call in. But I want to remind you that you heard about Dr. Bill Burlingame, and one of our Animal World great vets, and his Burlingame Veterinary Consulting business. He is in practice up in Marysville on a part-time basis, but he also has got the greatest immune support there is with the immune tabs, the immune chews, the transfer factors for animals and humans, and he's now making them available directly to the public through him, so you don't have to go through a doctor or someone else to get these supplements. And any, like, for example, if you know anybody with an animal with cancer, they've just got to be on the immune tabs. They're shrinking tumors. It's really amazing. And with the research they've already done, they know when with the immune tabs, the response to vaccines is 400% greater with the immune tabs than without, and that's huge. And the immune chews make it easy for a lot of cats will chew the immune chews, and a few of mine will, but not all of them. So I recently, at Dr. Bill's suggestion, have started mixing in the transfer factor powder for cats into their raw food, and you know, cats are so good at knowing something's in their food. I was really thinking, no, I wasn't sure about this. But I've been adding it really, really gradually. And you know what? It's working. I mix it in really good into the raw food. And I'm getting a pretty substantial amount. I'm putting it in, and I put it in both breakfast and dinner meals. And they're gobbling their food like they always have. And they're acting like they don't even know that there's anything in there or weird. So I'm a real happy camper with that. So anyway, Dr. Bill Burlingame, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. You can email him at billburlingamedvm@gmail.com, or you can give him a call. And remember, he does telephone consultations for just $60. So even you can be anywhere in the country or the world for that matter. And if you need help with immune support and so forth, you can call Dr. Bill, and the number to contact him for a phone consultation or to order the immune support supplements is 425-903-1913. That's 425-903-1913. Also encourage you to go to nuprosupplements.com and check out the supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. They're some of the best ever made. And then, of course, my favorite choice for odor neutralizer, and that would be anti-icky poo, and it has been my favorite since I discovered it. I found a carpet cleaner guy, a business, back in, geez, probably the 70s. I don't know, 70s or 80s. And, man, I just was blown away at how he was able to get the stains and the smell of animal urine out of carpets. And when I finally got to know him well enough that he would share his secret with me, his secret was is that he used anti-icky poo. So when I found out it's a product that we could all use, then I got it, started testing it. It works better than any other odor neutralizer out there, especially on cat urine. I'm just not kidding. It is really, really great, and I can't tell you how many of my clients' rugs it has saved. They've not had to replace when they used anti-icky poo. So check it out. And there is a link to all of our advertisers on the Animal World homepage at www.marthanorwalk.com. Okay, then, let's see what is on my list. I got to tell you, I have a new, well, it's right up there in terms of, it's on my favorite list of animal TV now. You know, My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy has been my favorite animal TV show for quite a while now. But it's off season now, so it's not airing. And I am now watching on Saturday evening Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. It airs, the new shows air at 10 p.m. on Animal Planet on Sunday, on Saturday evening, 10 p.m. Saturday evening. And I got to tell you, I really still liked The Incredible Dr. Pohl on the Nat Geo Wild channel. That also airs on Saturday night, and they're running them back-to-back right now. And I've always liked Dr. Pohl. I've told you, you know, he's an older man and a huge practice and treats everything, and it's a simpler type of veterinary medicine. And boy, he's just really great. But I'll tell you what, I am just in love with this Dr. Jeff and this show. It is the best show. And of course, Animal Planet's brought on a bunch of other vet shows, too. I know there's Alaska Vets, a couple of them up there and stuff. And I've watched those shows, but none of them have grabbed me like this one. And last night's episode was the best that I've seen. And this Dr. Jeff is, he reminds me actually of our own Dr. Doug Yearout, who Dr. Doug does all kinds of animals and wildlife and gives a lot back, you know, and has got a long hair and a ponytail. And Dr. Jeff is a long-haired guy as well. And I think it was last week on the air, he shared a little bit about his background and how he relates more to people of lesser means than higher. And he's got a lot of vets working in this practice. He's in Colorado. They treat everything and anything. And it is a more laid-back, relaxed kind of practice. I really, really like this and like that. But I'll tell you, his attitude of service is like, oh, it is the best. It is the best. And I was thinking last night as I was watching the show, I was thinking about doing this show today and Animal World, and I was thinking about, I got this flash. Oh, I came up with a new segment we could do. I'm calling it, If I Ruled the World, ... And then I thought, because where this came from is, if I ruled the world, all veterinary practices would be like Dr. Jeff's and what's going on in Colorado, and there would be practices like this everywhere. It's just amazing the work that they do. They're obviously all making a living and doing just fine, but they have a reputation of they will never turn anyone away for lack of money and so forth. And the first case they dealt with, oh, just a heart getter, golden retriever, of course, you know, my of course, heart breed, and belonged to a young man. I'm not very good at judging age, but I would say a young man, maybe early 20s. And he had been playing with the dog and somehow wasn't quite sure where she was and rolled over real quick on her elbow and broke her leg just above the elbow. Well, he'd been referred to Dr. Jeff's clinic because he'd gone to the regular veterinarian who x-rayed the leg, and it was a really bad fracture just above the joint. So a very difficult one for repair. Well, the young man was quoted by the first veterinary practice a fee of $5,000 to $6,000 to repair this leg. And I'm sorry to say, I don't think that's kind of out of line with extended orthopedic surgery these days and veterinary medicine. And of course, you know, I think everything's overpriced, but I really think that veterinary medicine has gotten totally out of control. That's my opinion. But I'm used to this kind of practice that Dr. Jeff has is the kind of practice that I grew up in and I worked in for, you know, almost 20 years. And so the young man came in. He was obviously a responsible young man, and he told the story of this dog, that this dog came into his life, and like he's bipolar or something, and this dog just makes him happy and stabilized his moods. And so he said he wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for this dog, and this dog was his everything and his world. And he said he was having to consider giving the dog up and hoping that they could place the dog somewhere where someone would take care of the leg because he didn't have $5,000 or $6,000. Well, they sent him to Dr. Jeff. Comes in, Dr. Jeff, you know, talks to him, looks at the dog, reviews the x-rays, says it's going to be a really tough correction, you know, to get a pin into that small piece of bone and get it wired. It, you know, he just didn't know how it was going to go. And he said, now I'm going to charge you about $100. And that's what he did last week with a little homeless man's dog that broke its foot and needed all the pins and stuff. So I think from what I gather is that they do these cases you know, pro bono, so to speak. They charge about $100. Now they don't, if they can't come up with it, they don't not do it because of that. But it's kind of like, you know, it gives the owners something to pay, which makes it more meaningful, and I can understand that. And they see how committed they are in terms of, you know, if they make payments on the homeless man made like $10 a week and payments on his dog with a broken leg last week. But the surgery took hours and hours and hours, and no doubt would have been $5,000-$6,000 in a regular practice or orthopedic practice. And they fixed up this dog, and, you know, it's like happily ever after. It's just so heartwarming. Well, then the next thing they did is Dr. Jeff took his team of veterinarians, and I think he's got seven that work for him or in that practice. Not all of them. He said to leave somebody home protecting the farm, you know, and take care of the practice. But they went and did. They went to a small town somewhere in Colorado. It was driving distance. They all got in their van and went off, and they did a feral cat spay and neuter day. And so the whole town had come together. They had trapped all kinds because they had an overwhelming feral cat problem in this town. And so in the course of the day, you know, they set up shop in some place, and all the cats came in. They spayed and neutered more than 200 cats in one day. Now, like I said, it wasn't just him. He had his team of vets there, and I couldn't quite tell how many, but maybe five vets, but I don't know how many, but they did 200. And then people brought in some dogs. They did some dogs. And then one person brought in a sugar glider, you know, a flying squirrel, and they showed that they neutered the sugar glider. So they do everything. And then, you know, and it was all free to everybody, and then home they went. Then the last thing that really impressed me is there was a client with an animal, and I'm kind of forgetting what the details were of this case, but it was something that it was a kitten. A gal had rescued a kitten from someone at a grocery store, and the kitten wouldn't nurse on the bottle. It's very hard to get kittens to suck on a baby bottle sort of thing. So she went straight to Dr. Jeff's, the vet, and one of the technicians took her into a room and showed her how, you know, they just don't nurse well on bottles. So use a syringe, and this is how you do it. And they got the little kitten, you know, eating from the syringe. And of course, you know, they just did that to help her out. And then what I just loved was when she was done, she said, "Now, you have any questions, any problems, you call us right away, and don't even worry about it. If something's not going right, you just come on in, just like you did today. Just come. We'll take care of you, and you know, we won't charge you, and all that kind of stuff." It just was really wonderful, and it reminded me so much of the kind of veterinary medicine that the first vet that I worked for practiced, and that was. As soon as I turned 15 and could get a work permit, I went down to the local vet in our neighborhood and said, "Will you give me a job?" And he said, "Sure." And so I worked for him for 11 years, and, you know, part time, after school, weekends, vacations, all that kind of stuff. And then full time once I graduated from the veterinary technology program. And the practice was in Madison Park in Seattle. And those of you that are familiar with Seattle, Madison Park is like at the bottom. It's like a little community, a town within a city, at the bottom of a hill. And so it's kind of socked in by itself. And eventually, I lived in Madison Park, so I was walking distance away from the veterinary hospital. And I was the night nurse, did all the emergency calls at night and all that kind of stuff. But it was more like a small town country practice, and all the time I'd have, you know, people just come on in, I'll help you, I'll help you do this or I'll help you do that, and we were helping people all the time, just on a walk-in basis, never charging them, giving all kinds of stuff away. And I can even remember in the wintertime, This was so much fun, actually. Well, it wasn't fun to start with because in the winter when there was snow in Seattle. Now, remember, this was the Dark Ages. This was years ago. Madison Park would get so much snow it would get snowed in because you couldn't go down or up the big, huge hill to get out of Madison Park. So on really snowy days, all of Madison Park would stay home. You know, so the restaurants and the taverns were all full, and it's just a big old party down in Madison Park. Well, I was a block away from the vet hospital, so I didn't get to take the day off. All I had to do was walk to work. And then the vet that I worked for, Dr. Pierce, he actually lived over here on the east side, Mercer Island. But he had a four-wheel drive vehicle so he could get over, you know, to the Madison Park practice. And he'd come in, he'd have his four-wheel drive truck. Well, and we'd be sitting around, there'd be nothing to do because everybody snowed in and nobody wants to go out in the snow. So he and I would get in his four-wheel drive and we'd drive all over Madison Park and we'd pick up people's animals and we'd take them back to the hospital and we'd spay them or neuter them or we'd treat them for this or treat them for that and then we'd take them home. And so we were like this little shuttle vet service around Madison Park in the snow because it was better than sitting there doing nothing. We just drive around, pick up everybody's animals or treat them on spot. And so that's what this practice reminds me of, that kind of down-home feeling where you don't have to charge for every Q-tip you look at, and that you give a lot away and that you support, and it's all about service. And when you're serving, then all else follows. And so if I were in charge of the world, all veterinary practices would operate this way, and all would remember that you're doing this as a service to animals and mankind, and that no one would be turned away for lack of funds. Now, okay, Kathy's pointing at me and saying, I'm with you. Okay. Well, then I thought, well, why limit it just to me? We could have our segment whenever it's appropriate, for if I ruled the world... From Martha's perspective, we could have, if I ruled the world from Mike's perspective, because I think he's so intelligent, he knows so much about everything. Every once in a while, he probably has so Mike could say, if I ruled the world, blank. And then we'd have, and because Kathy has such a magnificent heart, and I love her and all of her suggestions, if I ruled the world from Kathy. So you guys, if I ruled the world, then we'll have our little official segment. But today, if I ruled the world, Dr. Jeff would be cloned and all over the planet and understanding what service is all about and that you can make a good living and still serve. I mean, it's tough because you just really don't see that very much anymore in private veterinary practices. I'm sorry. That's my opinion and what I see. So there you go. Okay, so Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, Saturday evenings, new shows, 10 p.m. And then I noticed that they were rerunning. There was a number of them. There may be two or three of them ran in a row, so you can see the repeats and stuff. And I'm sure you might can watch on demand or on the Animal Planet website. But it's a great show. I suggest that you watch it. And you know what? Oh, if I ruled the world? Okay. If I ruled the world, I'd require all veterinarians to watch Dr. Jeff's show and emulate him. So there you go. But unfortunately, no one's put me in charge. Oh, well. Okay. My goodness. Talk to myself all the way into time to take care of our advertisers and sponsors again for the second time in this hour. So let's go ahead and do that. And then when we come back, I've got to talk to you about all the stuff that's on Facebook, which is going to take us into the discussions that I plan to have with y'all about food. And so I'm going to give you phone numbers again, because if any of you are waiting to call in with behavior training or healing questions, I would love to hear from you and call in about anything at this point. But if the first gal we talked to last week was Barbara in Seattle about her Shih Tzu, Jesse, and the hot spots, and we were going to do the food stuff. So, Barbara, if you're out there, go ahead and give us a call. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay right where you are, because this is the most important part of the show. Without these advertisers, there is no Animal World. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@westarpacific.com. NMLS number 3933352, Westar Pacific Mortgage, NMLS 1100211, and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 93243, an equal opportunity lender.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon as usual, and every week, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and I am entertaining your calls throughout the show today with any behavior training or healing issues you have with your animal friends. We're going to start You know, normally, oh, I just want to tell you before we get to Barbara on the phone is that I, as usual, posted all the animals in the news stories on the Animal World Facebook page this week. I'll tell you about some of the stuff that's up there as I get to it during the show today. But some of the postings, several postings related to pet food in the news this week. And so I'm going to address that. But at the same time, I want to get us started in our food discussion with our first caller today. And welcome back from last week in Seattle, Barbara. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me. Hey, Barbara.
Hey there. One moment here. Let me just get this turned off. There you go. I did what you said with Jessie. I put her on raw food. Not successfully, but we're getting there.
Yeah, you communicated with me briefly during the week.
Yeah. So,
and I think what most, let's just say, first of all, right off before we do anything else, and what are you going to do, Barbara? I hope you've got plenty of time.
Yes.
Because you're going to hang with me here, and I'm not going to just keep this in a cubbyhole and deal just with you and Jessie, okay? Because this whole subject of food, but also when we suspect sensitivities and allergies and how to figure out what the heck's going on, it's a big, huge subject. There's lots of stuff related. So I'm going to try to cover all the bases.
Okay.
Now, first of all, there's no way I could do that because let's say if I were going to do... if I were going to do probably a seminar or a class on this, it would probably be an hour at least or more time just to cover the subject in reasonably well. And it would take a long time. So the first thing let's say about because we had talked about Dr. Nels was on last week and he did some remote muscle testing and stuff with Jessie, and it felt like Jessie would do better on a raw food diet.
Right.
Which is the case for many animals. Now, the first thing I'm going to tell you is that I am not a veterinarian. Okay. So y'all need to know that. I have a degree in veterinary technology. I worked in veterinary medicine for almost 20 years and have been doing the show for even longer than that. So I have some experience, probably know enough just to be dangerous, but I'm not a vet, so you need to know that. And but I also believe there are no absolutes, okay? So when people say, what's the best kind of food to feed my animal? Well, I don't believe that there's only one right way to feed animals. There are those that believe that you have got to feed raw food, and it's got to be really good quality and a lot of other conditions along, but raw food is the only way to feed, and that's, you have to feed raw food. Now, then there's another contingency that says, oh, nope, you got to home cook. You got to do fresh cooked food because raw food's too dangerous because of all the bacteria and all that kind of stuff, but we got to do cooked food, and that's better for the animals. And then there's the other contingency that says, no, I'm going to do processed food. And that's the best way. Well, I don't think that any of that is true. I think that what works for one family and one animal may not work for another. And so I think I would say overall, for the vast majority of animals, I do believe the best way to feed is raw. But raw feeding is not for all animals, especially those with compromised immune systems, like Dr. Al Pluckner, who discovered the endocrine immune imbalance, the Pluckner syndrome that we've talked about for so many years. He doesn't recommend raw food feeding, at least not until you get the immune systems back in good working order. Some older animals need a little help in pre-digesting, so raw food does not work as well for them. Some with internal organ problems like kidney problems and that sort of thing will also need pre-digestion, so more of a cooked diet is better. So there are individual reasons, and there are that it just doesn't work for. So then when it comes to if you decide that raw food is what you want to feed, like in Barbara's case, you wanted to try it, in most cases, you can't just stop what you're feeding one day and then start the next meal raw food. A dramatic change. Now, it is recommended in general that when you change an animal's food, especially dogs, that you gradually change over a 3 to 5 day period. And this might be going from one dry food to another dry food. It might be going from processed food to home cooking, or home cooking to raw, or whatever. But the general recommendation is to do it gradually so as not to upset the digestive tract and get a diarrhea or something. But you would do mostly the food that you're feeding with a little bit of the new stuff. Then the next day it'd be less old, more new, less old, more new. And generally speaking, you take 3 to 5 days to switch over. Now, there is an exception to that when it comes from switching from one processed food to another. My first choice in dry food for our animal friends, if you're going to feed that, is canine caviar. You've heard me talk about that a lot on the air. And for a lot of reasons, I believe it is the closest to raw food in a dry formula that you can get. And I really like the simple formulas, the ability to rotate and that sort of thing. We'll talk more about that as we get into the discussion. But they're the only food, I think, that even on the bag they say you do not need to mix or switch gradually. You can go from whatever you're feeding right onto canine caviar. They say that the formula is so good, the ingredients are so good, that it will only improve things, that even if you change dramatically, it's not a problem. So that's the only food I know of that really even says that it's okay to do that. So I think, Barbara, when you said, oh, I was so excited, I went to do raw food right away, I think you just went too dramatically from what you have been feeding to the raw food. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, the thing is, it was really an interesting thing to watch. Although for the first 2 days, you know, she didn't eat it at all, and she just kind of ate whatever the cat left. But then she... Then what I started doing is mixing some other food in with the raw food, and she would start to eat at least half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing that I noticed, though, that I thought was really good was that the itching did go down quite a bit.
Oh,
so I didn't find it during the day, but at night she would just go berserk. Like about 7 o'clock at night, she would start chewing on her tail. Now, the last 2 days, she is completely on the raw food and eating it.
Okay, and so, is still chewing on the tail, did you say?
But still chewing on the tail.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, you know, and
it's a little soon, and of course we haven't talked about the ingredients and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But like I said, in most cases you're going to wean slowly on to the new food.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to, there's a difference when we're feeding dogs as opposed to feeding cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the normal or standard thinking at this point is when you want to switch cats onto a raw food diet, that a third will take to it really easily and right away. A third will have to be weaned on very, very slowly and eventually will get it. And a third will never eat raw food no matter what you do.
Right.
That's kind of like just cats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I also wanted to mention, because Barb's on the line, I did on the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, I did repost, because also in the email that Barbara sent me this week, she also wanted again the recipe for the homemade itchy dog spray that I had mentioned, and it had dropped way down in the sequence on the Facebook page. So I reposted that, and it's
okay.
Up towards the top of the line now, and it's the homemade recipe for the itchy dog spray. And then, Barbara, I also sent you a link to the product I said you could order, which
mm-hmm.
the company being Number One All Systems and
mm-hmm.
their itch spray.
Okay.
And did you get all of that from me?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Then the next thing we're going to talk about, and we'll do this for a minute and a half or so here, and then we're going to change over the hour, Barbara, and we'll pick
mm-hmm.
up on the other side. But there's been a lot of talk about dog and cat food this week in the media, because someone discovered what they thought was wire in Pedigree pet food. And so on further checking and with photographs and contacting the company, it has been decided that what this person and others have been finding in the pedigree dog food is actually hair, and probably hair of pigs. And there are several stories. I think there's three different things posted on the Animal World Facebook page. The very first story that came out this week from the person that discovered the what they thought was wire but turns out to be hair in the pedigree food. Then there is the second version of the story that came out that's done by Susan Thixton at truthaboutpetfoods.com, and that's much more detailed and with photographs and that sort of thing. And then the third one is Susan Thixton did her own personal test. She went to Walmart and bought four different kinds of cat food, dry and dog food. If you want to find out what she found out, you're going to have to stick with me, because we're going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and bring back Barbara, and we'll continue our food story, and I'll tell you what Susan's personal test, what she found, and then I'm on my soapbox for a while as we get into the ingredients of food and get back to specifics with Barbara. So, Barbara, hang on. Everybody else, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.